Obama called Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to discuss Kenya. At Rice's request, Obama taped a message for Kenya. In the message, broadcast by the Voice of America to Kenyans, Obama called for calm. Despite the irregularities in the vote tabulations, now is not the time to throw that strong democracy away, Obama said. Now is a time for President Kibaki, opposition leader Odinga, and all of Kenya's leaders to call for calm, to come together, and to start a political process to address peacefully the controversies that divide them. He also stressed, now is the time for this terrible violence to end. On January 8, 2008, in the final hours of the New Hampshire Democratic primary, Obama told reporters he had telephoned Raila Odinga. After the call, Obama indicated Odinga was willing to meet with Kibaki. Reporters asked if Obama had telephoned Kenyan President Kibaki. I have not spoken to President Kibaki as yet, the senator answered, but I hope to get in touch with him sometime soon. I want to see if I can be helpful. It is unclear whether Senator Obama ever spoke with Kibaki. The post-election violence in Kenya reached such a disturbing level that former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan traveled to Kenya to begin mediating in the talks between Odinga and Kibaki. On April 13, 2008, the Associated Press reported President Mwai Kibaki had named rival Raila Odinga as prime minister, effectively entering into a power-sharing arrangement with Odinga that established him as co-equal head of state. Supporters praised Obama's intervention in Kenya, arguing his personal involvement prefigured a personal style of diplomacy that would serve the candidate and the nation well should he win the Democratic nomination and be elected president. Moreover, Odinga's charge against Kibaki, namely that there had been irregularities in the vote tabulation, was certain to play well with liberal Democrats who still believe George W. Bush stole the 2000 presidential election from Al Gore. Obama critics counter that the voter irregularity argument was a complete smokescreen. If Odinga had won the election in December, the post-election violence perpetrated by Odinga supporters and Luo gangs against Kibaki supporters and Kikuyu tribesmen would not have been necessary. Even in Kenya, many Odinga opponents were less than enthusiastic about Senator Barack Obama's decision to interject himself into Kenyan presidential election politics. Respected international correspondent Maina Waruru wrote that an Obama presidency, in other words, having a Luo in the White House, might catapult the Luo tribe into suddenly becoming the most powerful tribe in Kenya. Waruru further added that the Kikuyu fear Barack would ride roughshod on Kenya and perhaps remove Mwai Kibaki, a Kikuyu, in favor of Raila Odinga, a Luo like Obama, by means either military or political. Obama's involvement in Kenyan presidential politics has raised additional questions in the United States. Would an Obama presidency mean the United States would seek a much more activist role in African domestic politics simply because of Obama's family roots, which run back to Kenya through his father? If Obama were to be involved in Kenyan politics as U.S. president, would his political goal simply be to stop violence, such as that which erupted after the recent election? Or would Obama's goals be to advance the same policy goals that his tribesman Odinga has in his Kenyan co-presidency with Kibaki? Odinga appears to have allied with radical Muslims in Kenya, whose main agenda is to advance aggressively The Cause of Islam in Africa. New York Sun op-ed columnist and international businessman David Johnson sees the recent events in Kenya as signaling the resurgence of Islam there, a process likely to speed up now that Odinga has forced Kibaki into a power-sharing arrangement. Johnson argues, "We are witnessing the growth of a leftist-Marxist alliance with Islam that is striving under the banner of change to spread the growth of Islamic states worldwide." Johnson also sees a direct tie between the change themes of the Obama presidential campaign in the United States and the senator's support of Odinga's Islamic goals in East Africa. Real change for Africa was the theme of Raila Odinga's 2007 presidential campaign. If Obama does win the presidency in 2008, he will be the first president in our history to have an extended family in another country. If Obama wins the presidency in 2008, Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga will correctly perceive that for the first time ever, a fellow Luo tribesman is running the United States of America. Now, with President Kibaki agreeing to share power with Odinga, Obama can claim at least electoral victory in that the proclaimed results of Kenya's December 27, 2007 election have been effectively canceled.